producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, shoppers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in a gorgeous U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. I've been outside. It is sunny. It is beautiful. The weather. I love this time. This fall is my favorite time of year. And that's what's going on here. I hope it's doing the same for you. I hope it's not too cold or not too hot wherever you are. But here in South Carolina, it is just beautiful. If you'd like to call into the show at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so stick to the topic we're going to be on, and we're going to be addressing the Obama Department of Justice, or we should call them the Department of Injustice, is now teaming up with the self-described hate designators, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we're going to talk about that in the up-and-coming hour. So if you want to talk about that, jump on the phone. Be glad to take your call. You can also find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, you can follow him there, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and also Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Speaking of Sons of Liberty Media, let me share a couple things with you. We'll be having some more things after the show. I have been working on things in my home. It's falling apart, it seems like. But we'll have some more information coming up this evening. But in case you had not seen it, just a few days ago, Hillary Clinton showed up at a town hall meeting. Now, remember, she is the woman who has pressed for. She has been right there with Hussein Obama in arming America's enemies, and I'm talking about Islamic jihadists, not radical Islamists, Islamists. This is what they believe. They're following in the footsteps of their master and their founder, Muhammad. That's who they're following in the footsteps of. She has been one for the arming of jihadis, for the funding of jihadis there in Syria, for the training and giving weapons to jihadis. And when she comes over here and she runs for president, why anybody gives her an ear, I don't know. But now she's saying concerning repealing the Second Amendment and a nationwide gun ban, those things are worth considering. And she points to the UK and she points to Australia. But she doesn't mention several things like mass shootings that she references. She doesn't reference the fact that 92% of all mass shootings in the state take place in gun-free zones. And who implemented that? None other than her husband, Bill Clinton. So she doesn't mention that. That's an absolute failure. she doesn't mention that they have armed the jihadis and the jihadis are killing Christians all across the Middle East. But yet she wants to come here and say, well, you know, we need to consider going against the very Constitution that if she were to win, she would swear to uphold, defend, and protect, which is an absolute lie. So you can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, we're going to be talking about this. Christian haters are now to advise the Obama administration on domestic terrorism. Nothing surprises me anymore with this administration. It's like they just do it right out in the open. And everybody knows about the SPLC, or you should. If you don't, you'll know a little bit more in this segment that we're going to talk about them. But now the Obama DOJ, who is led by a Constitution-violating attorney general, and yes, she is. She's a property grabber. She has violated the Fifth Amendment of several Americans to the tune of millions of dollars without due process. And now they're going to be in bed with the SPLC. And who do you think they're going to target? A large part of their hate list is Christians. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 16 states now looking to ban Sharia. Hey, great. I'm glad they're standing up. There's just one thing. There's one thing that I want to point out. You don't need to write legislation to ban Sharia. It's called your state constitution. At the federal level, it's called your U.S. Constitution. It already bans Sharia. It bans it. Start imposing that. Start enforcing the law. When you get people who want to set up Sharia tribunals, when they want to impose Sharia law, states, governors, legislatures, when the federal courts tell you you can't do these things, do it anyway. Enforce the law. You don't need to write new bills for it. It's already there. The law is what it is. Stand up and do the right thing. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, when this high school football player sees the veterans on the sidelines at the football game, brings the football game to a standstill. He goes over and shows some gratitude towards World War II and Korean War veterans. God bless those men. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got this up just today. Ted Cruz is warning government control of internet is a threat to free speech. We just had an article up about 2 or 3 weeks ago where Matt Drudge came on, said that he had spoken with a Supreme Court justice, and they basically said the same thing. Those of us who write in the alternative media, and that's what we're considered, in the alternative media are targeted. We're going to be targeted to keep our mouths closed because of the corporations that own the other news outlets want to run the narrative, and we're kind of messing them up by bringing you a different point of view. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's at least one state that's going to take another step toward dealing with the feds. After Louisiana failure in dealing with cutting off funds to Planned Parenthood, Texas has stepped up, and they're going to cut off money to Planned Parenthood. And Louisiana has apparently backed down because of a federal judge. Well, guys, there's got to be a place where we tell the federal judges where their jurisdiction is, and it isn't in the state. It isn't in the state. Constitution gives them very specific guidelines of what they can hear. And when a state is dealing with something inside its own borders, it has nothing to do with the federal government. And Texas, Louisiana, and any other state wants to defund Planned Parenthood, ought to tell them where they can go with it. Finally, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trey Gowdy on Benghazi, GOP, shut your pie holes about things you don't know anything about. On the other side of the break, the DOJ and the, DOJ and the SPLC. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Those are the words of Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence, if you can say that, at Southern Poverty Law Center, which has now been brought on board with the criminal Obama administration. Under a criminal is Attorney General in the Department of Justice. And they've been brought on to advise on domestic terrorism, on, you know, those who are extremists, as it were. So who does the SPLC exactly target? Who are these extremists? Who are these violent people? I mean, you would think bringing someone on like the SPLC that they would have some kind of knowledge of this and that they would have some kind of background for this. Just who are some of these groups that they find to be so hateful, so threatening of violence and provocative and incendiary? Who would those be? One, you will know if you listen to this broadcast. His name is Bradley Dean. And during the break, I was thinking of how to introduce this with all these different names, and Bradley may get a chuckle out. I know he's listening. Maybe we ought to come up with some T-shirts for those on the list. There are 784 that have been identified for this year by the SPLC as hate groups. Maybe we should get some shirts and get them on our backs and say, I'm on SPLC's hate group list, and I'm proud of it. I don't know. There needs to be some legal ramifications of this to define hate and then to make SPLC prove their words. Not only is Bradley Dean on it, but the American College of Pediatricians in Gainesville, Florida is part of it. Have you heard of these people blowing up buildings, flying planes into them, cutting people's heads off? going on mass shootings? No, you haven't heard any of that. You haven't heard any of that. Not only those guys, the Jewish Political Action Committee in New York is considered a hate group. The American Freedom Defense Initiative in New York is considered a hate group. Jihad Watch, that's Robert Spencer's site, and Bare Naked Islam in California are considered hate groups. Pamela Geller is on the list of those who are, quote-unquote, haters. The Family Research Council is also considered a hate group by the SPLC. Interestingly enough, and absent from hate groups on the SPLC site are designated terror group Council on American Islamic Relations. They're a Muslim Brotherhood front group. The Muslim Brotherhood, if you don't know, their goals were uncovered in some documents in which they have very similar goals to the communists, and that is to take down America from the inside. They're not American-friendly. They're not Christian-friendly. But it isn't just the Council on American Islamic Relations that's not on the SPLC's list. It's also the Islamic Society of North America. They're targeting your guns alongside the Brady campaign. Remember, they take your guns. They're already arming their people here. We know of the jihadi camps. One of them resides in my own county. And the FBI and the sheriff won't do anything about it. Partly why I'm considering running for sheriff. And then the Muslim Brotherhood. They're not on the SPLC's hate group list. And though they take and take some issue with some guys that we would take issue with, the interesting thing is that these are the people who are being called in to advise the Obama administration on extremism and domestic terrorism. I honestly don't know what to say. John Carlin, who is the Assistant Attorney General, spoke at George Washington University. And he introduced this domestic terrorist council that will include the SPLC. And here's what he said. The new domestic terrorist council will not only help ensure that domestic terrorism cases are properly coordinated. Now stop and think about that for a second. But also will play a key role in our headquarters level efforts to identify trends to help shape our strategy and to analyze legal gaps or enhancements required to ensure we can combat these threats. Well, where are the threats, Mr. Carlin? Where are the threats? I have heard from militia groups, and in case Mr. Carlin is unaware, the militia is provided for in Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. It is to be funded by Congress for their training and for their arms, and yet the militia that I know fund themselves. We're not talking about National Guard. National Guard is not the issue. It is the militia. It is the people. He also went on to say, the Attorney General noted this summer that these kinds of hate crimes, what kind of hate crimes are you talking about? I mean, what are you mentioning? Well, he wants to say it is things like people saying things that are free speech, people pointing to the Constitution, issuing the threat of if you don't get back in line, if you don't obey the law, we're going to have to put you down because you're inciting insurrection. And not only are you allowing an invasion, you're orchestrating it. And that's what the militia is for. Those are constitutional troops. A standing army is not constitutional troops. It's not. We have a Navy. Marines fall under the Navy. You could arguably make the argument for an Air Force in defending our borders. But when it comes to an army, that's the militia. That's the people of the United States. That's what the Second Amendment provides arms for, protection for arms. Carlin went on to say, among domestic extremist movements in the United States, white supremacists are the most violent. Okay. Did he miss what went on in Ferguson? Did Mr. Carlin miss what took place in Baltimore? Did he miss those things? Furthermore, did he miss the guy who was shooting Christians in Oregon? Did he miss that guy? Did he miss the two jihadis down in Garland, Texas, who were on their way to commit mass murder at an art exhibit? But fortunately, there were officers there who put them where they belong in hell. Did he miss this? Apparently, he did. And instead, he wanted to go to the Charleston shooter, Dylan Roof. He had a manifesto laying out a racist worldview, and that's one example. Okay, well, give us some others. How about dealing across the board? The issue is not white supremacists. It's just not. Look, I live in the South. I know people who were part of the KKK and who used to support it, and they don't do it anymore. There might be some people who do it. I don't doubt that. Men are corrupt. They do all kinds of stuff. But that isn't the issue that we're dealing with here. We're dealing with people who are trying to put forth a narrative to push an agenda. It's to push an agenda. One of the interesting things I found here is that Mr. Carlin, in bringing on the SPLC, failed to mention the fact that the SPLC was largely responsible for providing the information, targeting, putting into the mind of Floyd Lee Corkins II that the Family Research Center was a hate group. They needed to be opposed. Why? Because they oppose sodomy, because they oppose abortion, because they're pro-family and they're pro-life. They're not just against something, they're for something. They stand on the Bible as the authoritative word of God. And yet the SPLC paints them as haters, bigots, people not worthy of living. In fact, let's just go back to Mr. Potok's quote. People who need to be destroyed. That is what he's saying. That's the mentality that is coming into your White House, America. It is the mentality that your forefathers and our veterans have fought for all last century. Or they have fought against, not for it. They have fought against it, and now it resides in their White House. I'm sure our veterans are disgusted with it. When is America going to be disgusted with it enough so that we do something about it? On the other side of the break, we'll pick this up. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Oh. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in and comment, stick to the topic, please. Speaking of white supremacists, do you know that the SPLC's founder, Morris Dees, did legal work for the KKK in 1961? And that the KKK was an arm of the Democratic Party? Yeah. That's the roots of this organization, in which Mr. Carlin says, he wants to spout that white supremacist groups are the problem, and yet he's going to bring in a group to advise on domestic terrorism whose founder, I mean, I don't know how you can say he's not a supporter of white supremacists when he does legal work for them or did legal work for them. I don't know how exactly that works, but getting to the specific that I was bringing up before the break, Floyd Lee Corkins, everybody remember that guy? Kind of a fat guy with his hair shaved and got in his mind during the Chick-fil-A rally. You remember when Chick-fil-A took a stand and they really took a hit when the president said, spoke out on biblical marriage. I don't call it natural marriage. I call it biblical marriage. Marriage is purposeful. It's not natural in the sense that it just happens. It is purposeful. A man selects a woman to love, to place his love upon. And it is a picture of Christ and his church. I'm going to tell you, Christ looks at the most unloving people, the most despicable of people,
And he places his love upon them, and he saves them from their sin, and he, and his goal is to present that bride be presented to him without spot and blemish. And so that's, I go with, we should be talking about biblical marriage. Okay. And Chick-fil-A took that stand. And you remember, it was like the whole country rallied around Chick-fil-A because of their stand. And it was a right stand to do. There's no doubt that there's some publicity to it. I'm not going to deny that. But it was the right stand to make. And you know what? It resonated with the people, and the people supported that. And following that, Mr. Corkins got in his head from reading the SPLC website that the Family Research Council were obviously against marriage being redefined to include sodomite. And because he was on the SPLC website, he could also find out where they were located. Not that he couldn't find out on his own, but we're talking about bringing all this information together. Nothing wrong with information being brought together. Okay, I'm not going to say that. But when it's used for intimidation like that, then as far as I'm concerned, it ought to be turned around and put on the other foot. The problem is, it won't put any fear in those people because they know good people won't do such things as Mr. Corkins will or did. So what did Mr. Corkins do? Let me remind you. He confessed to the fact that he went to the FRC, which is in Washington, D.C. He went there with a gun. How in the world? I thought Washington, D.C. had, like, done away with their guns. They had all these bans, all this gun control. That's not supposed to happen there. How is it happening? It's because gun control laws don't work. They just don't. But he heads to the FRC with a gun, and the intent was to kill as many people as he could and to smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces. That's what this demented, sodomite-supporting Mr. Corkins did. Not a peep from Mr. Carlin on that. Not a peep from the SPLC on that. No. In fact, let me give you a couple of things. Mr. Corkins made a statement to the FBI. And the FBI released some information. Said that they found on his family's computer that he had visited the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, as well as the websites for the FRC, and a second organization that he was planning to target should he be successful at FRC. Did the SPLC do anything? Did they say, well, this is not our fault. We had nothing to do with this. We're not putting these thoughts in. We're not giving it. Look, Mr. Corkins is responsible for his actions. His gun isn't responsible. And neither is the SPLC as far as his actions are concerned. However, there's no doubt that they influenced his thinking to those actions. There is no question that they influenced his thinking to take out and do what he did. In fact, he's just carrying along what Mark Potok said. Destroy the organizations, to completely destroy them, right? Isn't that what Mr. Potok is advocating? A complete destruction of anybody that is opposed to their communist mentality? Isn't that what's going on? But instead of shooting Mr. Corkins down, and I'm talking about in a figurative sense, socialists and communists in our country attempted to justify his shooting. Get that. They attempted to justify it. Why? Because that's what they'd like to see. Again, this is the mentality that our veterans, that our forefathers in the 20th century fought against. And it's not only in our White House, it's in our country. It's in organizations like the SPLC. It's in even Muslim organizations, Muslim Brotherhood front groups that I talked about. That's the mentality, to do away with Christianity and to do away with America as we knew it, not as we know it. As we know it now is not America. It really isn't. But to completely do away with it. That's their goal. Now, instead of Mr. Carlin calling out the SPLC for their own brand of hate and lawlessness, and they are lawless and they are full of hate. They're the ones who hate. First of all, they hate God. Read Romans 1. They despise him. They don't want to honor him as God. And so, therefore, they worship the creature rather than the creator. And they're in rebellion against their creator. But Mr. Carlin said of them, he didn't condemn them. He praised them. And he said they were an important voice on a wide range of extremist groups throughout this country. Why don't we get somebody from, I don't know, Bradley Dean, Pamela Geller, some of these organizations that Mr. Potok is saying that are hate groups, why don't we get some of those guys in to point out who the true threat to this country is? Why don't we have a little balance there, Mr. Carlin, Mr. Obama, Ms. Lynch? I'll tell you why. It's because the criminals are running the government. The criminals are doing it. Why don't we address that? Why are these people not given a voice there on Mr. Carlin's platform to say, hang on there just a second there, bruh. You're out to lunch as to who has any idea of who violent extremist groups are in this country. In fact, it was President Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council who asked, is Carlin serious? Yeah, I kind of wonder that myself. And of course he is, but he knows what he's doing. He's not hoodwinked. He knows exactly what's going on. All of these guys do. And this is why, for a large measure, it drives me bonkers when people who should know better say these people are incompetent. No, they might be incompetent about certain things. Don't get me wrong. But they know what they're doing. It's kind of like saying the devil's incompetent. No, he's not. In fact, when you go to the scriptures and you look up terms like demon, you'll find that they're tied to the term knowledge. They're intelligent beings. They're not stupid. But they're spiritually blind, aren't they? And so they use their intelligence to war against God. It's no different from these men. They use the intellect that God gave them to war against him. They're not incompetent. They want to put you down. And I'm not even just talking about Christians. Look, I've read all kinds of people from different walks of life who, for the most part, in a lot of areas where law is concerned and things of that nature, they completely agree with me. They want to put you down, too. And Mr. Perkins from the Family Research Council said, were it not for an ordinary man showing extraordinary courage, an activist bent on massacring an office of innocent people might have succeeded in gunning down dozens of people at FRC. And he's talking about Mr. Corkins. As prosecutors pointed out, this was no ordinary attack, but an act spurred on by the SPLC's reckless hate labeling. And now we're supposed to believe that this same organization, the one that inspired Floyd Corkins to walk into the FRC building and shoot Leo Johnson, who was the guard there, he was the guy who actually stopped him. He got shot in the process, is a legitimate ally in the fight against domestic terrorism, a trusted source in identifying the homegrown threat. That's Mr. Perkins. And despite suffering the near casualties at FRC, SPLC refuses to admit any part to what Mr. Corkin said. Obviously, the DOJ sees no problem with that. On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We'll take calls for a couple of minutes here if you're interested in jumping online. Be glad to have you. From the Proverbs, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Almost every one of these things are either something that SPLC does or supports. They support the shedding of innocent blood. They support abortion on demand for anything. They lie about people and claiming they're hating when those people are simply loving people enough to warn them and tell them the truth. They devise wicked plans. Look, you cannot tell me anything is going to come good out of what they're fixing to do here with the DOJ. All I've got to do is point you back to the fact that these guys will support people like Dan Savage, the sodomite Dan Savage, a man who claims to be against bullying while bullying everybody who is his opponent. That's who SPLC supports. They support Barack Obama, a lawless man, who, though the Constitution says the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, he keeps talking about infringing that right over and over
and over and over again. This is who this organization is. I don't know any nice way to say about it. God hates them. And people say, well, he loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Nah. That passage says those. Doesn't say just the sin. Those that commit it. You say, well, I thought God loved us. Look, when you read about God's love, understand the majority of those texts, especially when you look in the New Testament, are among those he has already redeemed. Even John 3:16, that great passage is quoted. Guess where his love is focused on? Those who believe. That's who get his love. That's who have received his love. Well, I thought our gospel was to tell sinners that God loves them. No, our gospel is to tell them that they are sinners, they're under the condemnation of God, and that Jesus has shown his love for sinners in that he died for them. Now, the question is, are you one of those sinners that are redeemed? Are you one that's repenting? If you're repenting and such, guess what? God's shown his love to you, and he's shown it to you and given you the grace to repent. But if he hasn't, you're still under the wrath of God, and that's what Jesus goes on to say later in that chapter in John 3, for those who care to read it. Those people abide under the wrath of God. So, I don't want to get off track, but I just want to say, this is the kind of people that SPLC are. That's who they're. That's who they consist of. And while they point the finger at Christian organizations, say like the Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean, people like Pamela Geller, and a myriad of other 700-something people that they're claiming are hateful. They're possibly domestic terrorists. My goodness. They will not put Dan Savage up on their hate list, will they? They won't do that. Dan Savage, who went around and acted very mature by licking door handles to make his opponents sick. Dan Savage, who is so mature and loving that he went off on people like Rick Santorum and said some things I can't even say on radio. Nor would I want to. It shows you the depravity of his mind. And apart from the redeeming work of Christ being applied to his life, if he had lived in the Old Testament times, he would have been dealt with pretty quickly. If he had lived just 200 years ago in our states, he would have been dealt with pretty quickly under law. But these guys had no fear of God. And since they can't reach God, guess what the next thing they're going to shoot for is? God's people. That's what they're targeting. And you can mark my words. Look, I'm not a prophet or son of a prophet or any of that kind of stuff. I just know this is where it leads to. Just read the scriptures. You see that when people go down this road in their rebellion against God, it ultimately comes up not just against God, but against his people. And you can rest assured that the SPLC will do with the DOJ exactly what Alinsky taught his disciples. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, cut off the support network, isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. That's Saul Alinsky. Yep, it works. It's not right. It's an abomination before God. But it works. Why? Because men are corrupt. And here's the challenge for the church. We've talked about the SPLC, talked about the Obama administration, and everybody probably in the audience, I assume, would agree with me if you have my mentality. What about the church? Let me ask you, Christian,
Who are you engaging with the scriptures? Are you cowering in fear reading the Left Behind series in doom and gloom and, oh, it's just going to go this way? When King Jesus sits on the throne and says he's subduing all his enemies under his feet until the time of the end, 1 Corinthians 15. How does that work with your theology? Are you a defeatist? You say, well, Tim, what are you doing? You're on the radio. I'm on the radio fine a couple of times every once in a while. But I engage people. Shoot, I just got thrown off a Mormon thread the other day because Mormons were claiming that Muslims were brothers and sisters. Both of those groups adhere to false teachers. They're idols. And Paul tells us that idols are nothing more than they're nothing. But there are demons behind them. So when people say, well, how could Muhammad write some of this poetry? Well, there's a demon behind it, folks. How could Joseph Smith write? There's a demon behind it. Remember, go do your word studies. On demon, it's knowledge, it's intellect. But they're using it to war against God and his people. The SPLC is no different. You say, are they demon inspired? You bet your bottom dollar they are. Because what they're doing and the things they're espousing don't come from God, so they come from somewhere else, and there is no such thing as neutrality. You need to understand that. In everything we do in life, in government, in our actions, in morality, there is no neutral ground. You're either going towards God or you're going away from him in rebellion. One or the other. And this is why I had to rebuke a brother who said, well, don't you think people ought to be able to worship God the way they want? Any God, false gods and this and the other. No. The true God does not give the right to do what is wrong. And his first commandment is, don't have any other gods before me. Plain and simple. So what does that have to do with the SPLC? The SPLC God is not the God of the Bible. Obama claims he's a Christian. But what does his fruit tell you? In fact, what does his doctrine tell you? Read his 2004 interview. Do a Google search for his 2004 interview on faith. There is nothing Christian in doctrine contained in the statements he makes. You know what's in there? Me, I, be true to myself. It's Disney theology. Follow your heart. That's what Obama presents. That's not Christianity. Christianity says, follow God, despite what your wicked heart says. So, what do we have to look forward to in the future? It's a short time to the elections, and I'm going to tell you, the elections, a Republican win, and even an Article 5 convention will not fix our country. Only true repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ will do that. Until that time, if God would grant us that, he will give us the strength to overcome what is coming towards us.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com.